You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes!
The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
When you guys make big announcements, are you one that just likes to rip the Band-Aid off or really just drag this out? Like, if you had something really important to say in this segment, would you just say it right now? Or would you, like, let's have a segment, have a little conversation, and then
build
up to
it? What do you mean big announcements? Like, what kind of big announcements?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if hypothetically someone wanted to announce something in here.
Announce, like
Witty,
what,
if you wanted to announce something, would you just, like, are you rip the Band-Aid off kind of guy?
I think I am. I don't like to drag things out.
Get right to the point.
Yeah.
Why are you guys talking about big announcements?
Because I just like to talk about life sometimes, and we all have big announcements to make sometimes.
Yeah. You never
know. And I just like to see, I like to go around the room, get a feel for how people, like audience, we're going to give a little 10 seconds of silence here so everyone in the audience can say how they handle big announcements. All right, so audience, when you have a big announcement, are you a rip the Band-Aid type, or do you, you know, slow burn?
Wow.
This is a callback to Naked Chris, by the way. I used to do this with Naked Chris.
You guys are so uncomfortable with silence, you couldn't get through four seconds.
We've been in radio for a long time, Dan.
Dan and I were ready for 10 seconds.
I still don't understand what you're doing, though. What are we making a big announcement here? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, we are.
But who's
we are.
Making it? Whoa. Is Chris Cody making it? I mean,
I am making a big announcement. Well, okay. I don't like to, like, you know, classify my own announcements as big or not big.
Wait a minute.
I'll leave that to you guys.
I started this segment and there's actually an announcement that needs to be made.
What are the chances?
Wow.
Good at this. All right. So
Witty's leaving.
It was really poor acting.
Spoiler alert.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Cody is correct. He has indeed broken my news. I will no longer be the executive producer of this program. I took over that job like a year and a half ago, but yeah, I will indeed be leaving that. And I have decided to commit fully to my play-by-play role, which I've recently begun with Apple. And I will no longer, well, I don't want to say no longer, because I'll still be around here at Metal Arc. We're working on a project that I will be a part of. But in terms of regular daily involvement on this show, comes to a conclusion today. I'll still be around. Like, I think every once in a while, I'll still kind of.
They're hugging you. Did you have a different way of doing this before Chris Cody got involved?
No, I didn't write anything. I was going to say it just as awkwardly.
Some people would argue that you presided over the single worst era of the Levitard show with Stu Gott.
And if that is.
That was Andy King, year one.
Oh, no.
My fault and Dan's fault, not Andy's fault, okay?
Or Andy King. All right. So I come in third, then. That's fine. But if that's on my tombstone, the very least I got to say, I work with you. Tremendous group of people. I love you all. I will miss you all.
Well, rank us.
Before we get to making this awkward and syrupy, we are very happy for you because when you started over here, you are now embarking on what is your dream job, correct?
This is, and
for those who do not know, we have known Whittingham since he was a young broadcaster in college, heard him on a WVUM game, and he was exceptional, noticed him, that he was good at the art of play-by-play. And so you bailed us out during a really turbulent, difficult time by coming over here and simply being helpful at a time. And we still need the help because we're going to miss you. But you're getting your dream job. And you want to devote yourself to it because people don't understand how consuming these jobs are. They think Joe Buck shows up and can just fart out 4 hours, and that's not how it works.
Yeah, I didn't, honestly, because when I got it, I was like, all right, this works out perfectly. Fly out on a Friday, do the game on a Saturday, fly back on a Sunday, do the show Monday to Thursday. It'll be fine. It'll work out great. And then you get into doing it, it's like, whoa, this is a lot. So yeah, I've embarked on a couple trips, and it kind of proved to be too much for me. And yeah, I kind of decided that, yeah, this is absolutely my dream job. And, you know, working more towards this and being able to do it better is really important to me. So yeah, I'll still be kind of hanging around in case anyone needs me for anything. But in terms of regular involvement in the show, and I actually, Dan, in honor, I have a top five list. Ooh, if you want it, on the way out here, as sort of a memento to leave behind.
Okay, so this is a top five list on one of the worst eras ever of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz, surpassed only by Andy King. Although Stu Gatz says it's my fault and his fault.
Yes.
By the way, those 3 weeks when I started in between ESPN and just doing a podcast the next day, one of the craziest 3 weeks of my life. That was batshit crazy.
The whole thing has been batshit crazy. Again, I remind you, don't start a business during a pandemic. What is the top five?
All right, the top five list. You know, I like to annoy you guys with my British expressions, and I kind of revealed them one at a time. And I got people saying, not for me, Clive. And I got people saying. And
unwelcome additions to the show.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Oh, so no. I have a top five list of British expressions that I haven't gotten to yet. That I was going to over the course of time, but I didn't get to.
It's the perfect way for you to go out.
That it's really terrible. Maximum fancy lad. He's 100% Colombian, not British in any way. It just doesn't make any sense in any way, except that he wishes to be like their people.
I do have a Welsh last name. Just saying.
It's weird. I think I'm shocking people right now, telling them that Chris Whittingham is 100% Colombiano.
It's a fake last name.
It's.
I mean, that's harsh.
Anyway, number five.
Well, I have two OLIs. First, I never got to say that I was going on vacation by saying I'm going on holiday.
I said it to you often.
Everyone is just shaking their heads. Sadly, but not because you're leaving. Sadly, because this has to be the end.
All right. I never got to say that I was eating cookies by saying, I'm having a biscuit.
Chris Cody, I'm looking at the faces here. You are getting at the very end.
Glad he's leaving.
No buy-in from anybody. Number five.
I never got to describe someone that was very pale as being albino.
Number four, one of the strangest dismounts in the history of goodbyes.
I never got to say that people driving a pickup truck drive lorries.
Unfortunate.
I never got to say that where we park our cars is a urine-smelling garage.
Cody, how do you feel about how this goodbye is going?
It's his goodbye.
I feel great about it, and I don't want to step on his lines here, but when I take over as executive producer, as soon as Witty teaches me all the buttons, I'm going to really give it my all. So, Witty, thank you for leaving me that job.
I've been told you're in the running, Greg.
Wow. Number two.
Never got to describe something in quotes, as in inverted commas.
Is Pablo Torre coming in to be the executive producer of the show? Is that what they?
Or he's also in contention.
What he was hired for? Number one.
I never got to describe Juju Gotti's incredible sneakers as trainers.
Wow.
Go sit in the penalty box.
Bye.
Whoa.
Forever.
Bye.
Forever.
Forever.
Love you.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.